What happened to Britney Spears? How did her father get control of her whole life? I'm RJ Island, and I've got the answer in my book, The Britney Spears Conservatorship Case. Here's an excerpt, part 4, Mental Health Conservatorships. Well then, what is a mental health conservatorship? At the time that Britney's conservatorship began in 2008, in California, there was a type of conservatorship that was created to help people who were gravely mentally disabled receive care. These were called LPS conservatorships, which were established in the Lanterman Petras Short Act of 1967. These could be initiated by the patient's doctor and not by a lawyer or family member. LPS conservatorships were meant to help a person with a serious mental health condition receive care while they recovered for a maximum of 1 year. At the end of a year, the conservatee's doctor could reapply to reestablish the conservatorship. The process of applying for an LPS conservatorship began with a 3-day-long involuntary hold, followed by a 14-day-long involuntary hold. At the end of that period, if a doctor considered the patient in need of further involuntary detention, a review hearing had to be held. During that hearing, the patient's level of disability would be certified. The proposed conservatee had the right to request a court hearing or jury trial to determine whether or not they were so gravely mentally disabled that they couldn't care for themselves. When Britney's probate case brought public attention to conservatorships, calls went out to investigate and reform laws governing them. For example, in September 2022, California state lawmakers passed Bill AB 1663. This legally established, supported decision-making as an alternative to probate conservatorship. This is a process in which adults with intellectual, developmental, dementia, and other disabilities who need support to care for themselves or their finances can consult with trusted supporters while making choices about their life without losing their civil rights. The bill also requires that alternatives to conservatorship are included for consideration in a petition for conservatorship and requires courts to provide conservatees with information regarding the rights they retain. Courts are also allowed to terminate a conservatorship without a hearing if both the conservatee and conservator agree to termination. Unfortunately, drawing attention to conservatorships also gave more people the idea to use them. For example, California lawmakers expanded who qualifies for an LPS mental health conservatorship in October 2023. Bill SB 43 updated the criteria for grave disability to include people with a severe substance use disorder, that is, drug or alcohol addiction. Further, the reasons for conserving someone were no longer limited to basic necessities such as food, clothing, and housing. Under SB 43, someone can be conserved for being unable to provide for their personal safety or necessary medical care. Although on its face, SB 43 seems like a new way to help people with severe addiction, the law provides no additional care options or funding. California just made it easier to take someone's rights away. You can learn more about conservatorships from Disability Rights California, which advocates for the rights of people with disabilities. Find them online at www.disabilityrightsca.org. The link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening to The Britney Case. More episodes are available at www.britneycase.com. The show is hosted and produced by RJ Island with music by The Dose Man. Hear more at thedoseman.bandcamp.com.